Checking sports, rain washed out the entire slate of games yesterday at the girls' state softball tournament in Fort Dodge. It's just created quite a scheduling scramble for the folks in charge of that tournament with the girls' high school athletic union. The revised schedule is jam-packed for today. The day will start early. The 1A consolation will get underway at 10 this morning. West Harrison playing New London and Charter Oak Ute facing Belle Plaine. The 5th and 7th place game scheduled for 2 o'clock today in 1A consolation. 2A quarterfinals get underway at 11 this morning with Logan Magnolia facing Central Springs and 11:30 when Iowa City Regina plays North Union. Then the 3A quarterfinals will take place this afternoon and evening. Davenport Assumption will play Atlantic in a game scheduled at 1 o'clock this afternoon. CMB will face Solon at 3, followed by Mount Vernon and Boyden Hall Rock Valley at 5. Benton Community plays Estherville Lincoln Central at 7 o'clock tonight. 4A quarterfinals are the same, well, just about the same schedule. At 1:30, Carlisle plays Charles City. 3:30, Boone faces Bishop Heelan Catholic. Creston will play Fairfield at 5:30, and Perry will play Oskaloosa at 7:30. They'll also have Class 5A consolation games today. Cedar Rapids Prairie playing Davenport West at noon. Indianola faces Fort Dodge at noon. The 5th and 7th place games in 5A consolation set for 4 o'clock this afternoon. Lots of action going on today up at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. Also, baseball games had to be postponed last night locally. Substate finals in Class 1A, Martinsdale-St. Mary's versus Nottoway Valley. That was to be played at Creston tonight. They'll do it instead tonight at 7 o'clock. The Substate 8 final between Coon Rapids Bayard and Tri-Center is rescheduled for tonight at Atlantic. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time. And also the 2A Substate final between Clarinda and Kemper Catholic to be played in Harlan last night is moved to tonight and also moved to Kemper Catholic High School. That'll be at 7 o'clock this evening with the winners qualifying for the state tournament. Well, Danny Salazar handled the Royals for the third time this season with the Cleveland Indians roughing up Kansas City's starter by committee and rolling to a 7-3 victory Tuesday night to even their three-game series. Salazar allowed 3 runs over 6 2/3 innings while striking out 7. Mike Napoli hit a 2-run homer off Brian Flynn, and Carlos Santana drove in 2 runs off long reliever Dylan Gee as the Indians snapped a 5-game skid at Kauffman Stadium. Francisco Lindor added a solo shot in the 9th for Cleveland. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, the Yankees beat Baltimore 7-1, Minnesota over Detroit 6-2, Oakland beat Houston in 10 innings 4-3, the Angels topping Texas 8-6, White Sox beat Seattle 6-1. In interleague play, Boston over San Francisco 4-0, it was Tampa Bay over Colorado 10-1, Toronto beat Arizona 5-1. In the National League, the game between the San Diego Padres and the St. Louis Cardinals, scheduled for last night, was postponed because of anticipated storms. That game is being made up as part of a day-night doubleheader today. The first game getting underway at 1:15 this afternoon, and we'll have that contest live for you here on KJAN. We're on the air 12:20 this afternoon with the pregame, and then the second contest will start at 7:15 tonight. We'll have that one as well. 6:20 tonight will be the pregame. Weather threatening in the area last night. The Padres and the Cardinals never got started at Busch Stadium, so they'll play 2 today here on KJAN. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, the Mets beat the Cubs 2-1. Miami over Philadelphia in 10 innings, 2-1. Pittsburgh edging Milwaukee 3-2. Dodgers beat Washington 8-4. Atlanta down the Reds in 11 innings, 5-4. Johnny Peralta of the St. Louis Cardinals is going back on the disabled list because of a strained ligament in his surgically repaired left thumb. The 34-year-old Peralta was placed on the 15-day disabled list. He's hitting .221 with 5 homers and 13 RBIs. He missed the first 57 games of the season before returning June 7th. Outfielder Jeremy Hazelbaker was recalled from AAA Memphis to replace him. St. Louis also recalled right-handed reliever Miguel Sokolovich and designated catcher Mike McHenry for assignment. Also in the baseball news, Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw won't pitch this week against Washington because of nagging back pain. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says Kershaw will not come off the disabled list until the weekend at the earliest. Toronto slugger Jose Bautista is expected to rehab his injuries on Wednesday and could rejoin the Blue Jays when they open a 3-game interleague series at home against San Diego on Monday. Bautista has been out since June 16th with turf toe. Well, the Big 12 presidents have directed Commissioner Bob Bowlsby to evaluate schools that are interested in joining the conference, stopping just short of announcing it was committed to expansion. After a meeting of the Big 12 university presidents and chancellors on Tuesday, Oklahoma President David Boren says the conference is still considering whether to add 2 or 4 teams to its 10 members. The Big 12 has been a 10-team conference, the smallest of the Power 5 leagues, since 2012. The conference has already announced it would bring back its football championship game in 2017 and likely break into divisions. Numerous schools have been pitching the Big 12 behind the scenes for months, including much of the American Athletic Conference, along with BYU, Colorado State, and others. Baylor quarterback Seth Russell was on a mission trip in Brazil with other athletes from the private Baptist school when he got the text message from Art Briles saying that he was no longer their football coach. Russell on Tuesday described it as a punch in the gut hearing what came out in the wake of Briles' departure after winning two Big 12 titles at the school. An independent review by the Pepper Hamilton law firm said football coaches and staff interfered with investigations into sexual assault complaints against players and even impeded potential criminal proceedings. Nearly 2 months after that report, Russell said the team was focused on staying together. Bears senior center Kyler Fuller says he was heartbroken and very surprised to hear what had happened. Well, the most experienced running back on the Ohio State football team has been kicked off the squad. Coach Urban Meyer said in a statement that fifth-year senior Briante Dunn has been dismissed for violating team rules. The statement didn't specify what Dunn is accused of doing. The 23-year-old was expected to compete for the starting running back position, vacated by Ezekiel Elliott, who was taken as the fourth overall pick in the NFL draft by the Dallas Cowboys. The NCAA says the top overall seed in the men's NCAA basketball tournament will be able to pick its location for the first and second round in the regional sites. The NCAA feels that site selection adds an incentive for top teams to push for the number one overall seed. Teams will be able to choose from eight assigned cities for the first and second rounds of the tournament. The International Olympic Committee has decided to ban from the Rio Games all Russian sports ministry officials and other administrators implicated in allegations of a state-run doping program. The IOC is delaying a ruling on whether to take the unprecedented step of barring the entire Russian Olympic team with just over 2 weeks to go before the Rio Games. The IOC's legal options may become clearer after Thursday when the highest court in sports will rule on an appeal by 68 Russian track and field athletes seeking to overturn their ban from the games. And for the first time in his career, Tiger Woods will miss all four majors in one season. The PGA Championship has announced that the winner of 14 majors will not be able to take part in this month's event in New Jersey. He'll be replaced in the field by Harold Varner III. Woods is rehabbing from back surgery and hasn't played since last August. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.